This is Only a Game. I'm J.A. Adande. We're going to start this week's show with a commercial for a bank in Canada.
Jake has the ball and he shoots. Now there's Dane and Dane has the ball.
Kids are playing street hockey in a driveway on a tree-lined cul-de-sac. A girl watches, calling the game. But as a player advances toward the goal, her voice is replaced by that of Toronto Maple Leafs announcer Joe Bowen. The ad ends with a line of text, proud supporter of 1 million kids and counting. Scotiabank is the third largest bank in Canada, and it's as strongly associated with hockey as Coca-Cola is with the Olympics. But it wasn't always that way. Only a Game's Karen Given has a story.
Ryan McFarlane is 87 years old, and let's just say we could do a whole show on all the things he's done in his life. Introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and what you do.
It may sound a little egotistical if I start in on that, but I've served as a host and commentator on Hockey Night in Canada, Canada's number one rated TV show. I've been a player in the game, an All-American. I had the great honor of playing 20 years with the NHL old-timers, although I inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in the media category. And let's see, I've written about 100 books now, but you'd be more interested in my father, the original author of the Hardy Boys books.
That last thing is true, by the way. But I called Brian McFarlane to talk about one of his many accomplishments. In 1971, he founded something called the Scotiabank Hockey College.
The Scotiabank Hockey College wasn't a bona fide college. It was just a promotion, really.
Here's how it came to be.
I was working as a broadcaster in Toronto, and I was approached by a major advertising agency.
The agency was looking for a new campaign to pitch to Hockey Night in Canada's main sponsor, Imperial Oil. McFarlane came up with the idea of a promotional giveaway that would also teach kids about the game of hockey. Not just the rules and strategies, but fair play and good sportsmanship.
And they liked the idea, so they offered me quite a sum of money to come and work for them.
But there was a problem. Imperial Oil already had a very successful ad campaign.
Our new power formula, Enco Extra Gasoline, puts a tiger in your tank.
Well, then put a tiger in my tank.
Certainly, sir.
So they kind of cooled on the idea, and that's when I walked about three blocks down the street to the Bank of Nova Scotia. People had told me Scotiabank wouldn't have had any interest in hockey, and I was wasting my time.
But Brian McFarlane is not easily discouraged.
I walked into their marketing department one day, and I ran into a man named Neil Speaker. Mr. Speaker and I got along, and he liked my idea of attracting young depositors to the Bank of Nova Scotia.
McFarlane realized that with a bank as the sponsor, he had the opportunity to teach kids about more than just hockey.
When I was a kid and I went to the bank for the first time and realized I could put my money in and it would earn interest for me, I was thrilled. I thought, that's a great idea.
Scotiabank agreed to invest $100,000 in the hockey college promotion. Any kid who opened a Scotiabank savings account would be eligible to pick up a special hockey magazine at the branch office every month.
I had a centerfold in the magazine of a major NHL hockey star like Guy Lafleur or Daryl Sittler.
So the magazine would get the kids in the door, and if they made a small deposit, they'd be entered into a lottery to win special prizes. When Johnny Juke found out about this, he opened a bank account, just like that.
Yeah, just like that. Went down with my mom. We signed up.
And do you remember how much money you put in it?
Oh, God, it was probably about 10 bucks or something like that.
Along with his Hockey College News magazine, Johnny Juke took home a little blue book. He used it to keep track of the money in his account.
You would physically write in there with a pen what the account was, how much you put in, how much you took out, all that good stuff.
At Brian McFarlane's suggestion, Scotiabank hired NHL greats Gordie Howe and Jean Béliveau to host the TV commercials.
Another personal service from Scotiabank, Mr. Béliveau.
That's right, Mr. Howe.
They weren't professional announcers, of course, but just the fact they were there talking about the hockey college seemed to register.
Before long, Scotiabank asked McFarland to include money-saving tips in his hockey magazine, and he did. He met with bank executives every so often to let them in on his plans. One day, he told the bankers about a young player who'd scored his 1,000th goal at the age of 13.
I said to the group, we're going to feature next month in our bulletin Wayne Gretzky, a young phenom from Brantford, Ontario. One man held up his hand. He said, well, Brian, we go into Quebec province. How do you spell Gretzky in French? Well, that kind of stumped me. I said, gentlemen, it's the same spelling, French or English.
Brian's idea was a hit with the bankers and with the kids.
The bank branches were quite busy as kids came in to sign up for the hockey college. Some of them won some dandy trips to Stanley Cup games. We had bicycles and skates and other prizes.
Johnny Juke was one of those kids. He got a letter in the mail telling him he'd won a watch.
Come to the bank and pick it up. I was pretty excited because, you know, I never won anything, of course, you know. So we went down. It was a big presentation.
Juke got to meet Maple Leafs players. He doesn't remember who exactly, but he does remember how good it felt to actually get time to talk with them. And the next day, Juke wore his new watch to school.
Of course.
And how did wearing that watch make you feel?
Connected. It made me feel connected to a sport that I really loved, connected to being Canadian. I grew up Italian. I'm an Italian Canadian. So it was my connection.
Juke says he doesn't follow hockey much anymore, but he still has that watch.
For the longest time, for many years, I couldn't find it. And then it turned up one day and I thought I'd bring it back to life and I did. The original strap is long gone, so I made myself a nice leather strap for it.
That watch is actually how we found Johnny Juke on a watch collector's website.
Because of winning the watch, I had a fascination with watches all my life.
Was that your first watch?
Yes, it was. And I wear that watch. I'm wearing it today.
But the biggest mark left by the hockey college might not have been on any hockey fan or player. The biggest mark might have been on the bank itself. In addition to sponsoring 1 million kids and counting, in 2017, Scotiabank bought the naming rights for the Toronto Maple Leafs Arena in a deal reportedly worth $800 million.
From that modest beginning of a $100,000 budget to start, they've gone gangbusters over the game now.
Oh, and in case you're wondering, the hockey college still exists, sort of. It's now a hockey club. There's no magazine, just a members-only website. And kids no longer need to open a bank account to get access.
That's Only a Game's Karen Given. This weekend, Canada's celebrating Hockey Day, sponsored by, well, do I really need to tell you who it's sponsored by?